This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
This is the Constructing Change Podcast, an audio offshoot of the Lynn Williams Activist Toolkit and your guide to Canadian social justice. Lynn Williams was one of the most influential North American union leaders of the 20th century. He was the first Canadian to become the international president of the United Steelworkers, and he brought innovative leadership in bargaining and the structural readjustment of North America. Lynn Williams is an activist and organizer, powered by the force of workers coming together to make a difference in their own lives. Like Lynn Williams, the Constructing Change podcast is all about coming together and creating change. This podcast is devoted to giving you relevant information about the social issues of the day, while sharing the causes that you hold dear to your heart. This is a call to action. It is about getting up and getting involved. So stay tuned and stay aware. This is the first episode of Constructing Change, and we at Rabble thought it would be a good time to reintroduce Rabble listeners and readers to the Activist Toolkit. Maya Bular is the producer of the Lynn Williams Activist Toolkit. She is in the process of revamping the online version of the website. So to kick things off, we will be speaking to Maya about the social issues of 2015 and how they extend into the new year. We will also be focusing on what this podcast and the online toolkit can do to help spread your events, your ideas, and your social causes. So stay tuned.
What we believe in is we believe in amplifying the work that's being done by progressive organizations across Canada and across the world. You know, because at Rabble, we talk about so many of the cutting issues that matter to our communities, that give us a progressive analysis. But a lot of what we do is also we take action and we get involved. And so the toolkit is about how do you amplify the work that we do to make progressive change. So, you know, the last 10 years have been pretty tough on Canada. The Harper government has decimated so much of what we believed in and so much of our social safety net. But it's also been an interesting time for progressives where we organized. You know, we saw the incredible Idle No More movement. We've seen people stand up to stop the pipelines. We've seen people get mobilized against Bill C-51 and for civil liberties. And we've seen people build campaigns for childcare, you know, to say that, like, refugees are welcome, to stop the xenophobia, stop the fear, stop the attack on families, attack on anybody who was vulnerable in our community that Harper started. So there have been incredible movements that have been started that have to be continued. But, you know, the last couple of years were inspiring. It was incredible to see how we organized to try to stop a government that had a majority. You know, it didn't mean that we went silent. So what's coming up in this year, though? You know, so what do we need to continue? Like, Harper is gone now, right? So now, on one side, now we've got an opening with Trudeau. And one of the very brilliant things that I heard was somebody said that the danger with a government like that's more friendly is that people start going into the back rooms and making deals. We have to keep the organizing going, and that's where the toolkit is really helpful, you know, in amplifying the ways in which we're still organizing on the ground, where there is going to the shortfall for women's organizations, the shortfall for all the organizations that experienced cuts, the work that needs to be done for against climate change to stop the pipelines can't just be done by policy work. It has to be done by amplifying the work that's being done on the ground, by going out and supporting organizations, by telling us about the work that you're trying to do in your communities, by talking about policy changes and petitions that need to be signed, sure. And all of that is something that we're going to amplify on the activist toolkit, but what we really love hearing about is actions that people can take, you know, of any sort. 3-minute actions, going out and marching, but we've got to keep organizing, and the toolkit will help, because just because we've got a liberal government in and we've got Harper out, which is more important, it doesn't mean that we've won. It just means that the fight has just begun. We put up how-to guides, any workshops that people have done in their communities, reports, because there's so much research that our community is doing, or anything that talks about on this day, you know, like what, there are so many days where we commemorate the struggle. So what happened on this day? And then we talk about Rabblepedia. We're trying to come up with things that we should recognize, moments in Canadian history that where we get to write our history and talk about our own progressive Wikipedia. And then 3-minute actions like petitions. And that's basically what Rabble talks about, but it's anything that's an action. So, well, you know, the toolkit can amplify the work that you're doing. So if you have a report, if you have a petition, if you have any kind of a mobilization, if you have anything that's an action, but also, and any kind of research that's come out that you want put out on Rabble, just send it to toolkit@rabble.ca, and we'll put it out. If you've got an event coming up, put it up on the events calendar, and you can put that up yourself, right? And we'll pick it up on Toolkit, and we'll see, you know, and Constructing Change and the folks at Rabble have covered so many events. They've been the only outlet to come out to things like the Bill C-51 rallies that I went to. There were others who came, but Rabble was there front and center. And Rabble helped us as a key partner when we were organizing in Toronto. And so once we start talking about an issue, we can start building both blogs and toolkit components that talk about the changes that the community is trying to make. So send us your stories at toolkit@rabble.ca. And we'll get them up. Or send us anything that your organization is putting together that you think would be good for the toolkit.
Thanks for listening. That was Maya Bular, the producer of Rabble's Activist Toolkit on what needs to be done in 2016. Want more change in your life? Check out the blog at rabble.ca/toolkit. This podcast is about amplifying your voices and supporting the work that you do. So please send your work, your events, and your knowledge to toolkit@rabble.ca, and we will do the rest.